Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And of course, we're in the middle of the Christina Lu Show, the show that all of the nation has been looking for. And we've been a couple of weeks off the air, and it's so wonderful to be back. What I want to do, and not make this political in any way, but I'd like to go to Otto. And Otto had made a statement that he was a baby during World War II, but there's still some recollections of what happened after the war, and it was a very difficult time. And I want to talk about leadership and your recollection of what a leader was then, even listening to your parents talk about, you know, somebody they admired, and what seems to be the leadership today in this country and in this state, and even in our county and in our town, etc.
Okay, without trying to be political, Republican right. or Democrat, and just trying to be objective about what the world is all about. What I remember about World War II is when it was all over, you have to remember that people in World War II, they were gone for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years in the military fighting a war. Some of them didn't come home. So it was a very long period of time. So I remember there used to be a lot of block parties when somebody came home. I remember having, I grew up in a neighborhood where there were blocks there would be block parties and people would be celebrating and everybody was pulling together. And I think the leadership, the big thing to me about the leadership is that it was consistently honest, whether you agreed or disagreed. I think people knew where they stood. I think one of the biggest problems that exists today in some levels of government is that there's a huge lack of consistency in what you hear. You hear one thing one day, and the next day you might hear it again, but then it changes 2 days later, and they disagree that they said that before. And there's, I believe, a big lack of trust in what somebody's saying without picking on any individual necessarily. I believe that leadership is the ability to listen, to admit that you made mistakes, to be willing to learn from people who know more than you about something and realize you don't know everything. Try to learn from all levels of people, you know, lower level, if you want to call it that, to the upper level. Try to understand everybody's position and try to be honest about all levels of people in society. And I believe that a lot of that is lacking right now. The feeling that I know it all. We used to say in business, the most dangerous people were the ones who didn't know what they didn't know and they didn't want to learn. I had many people above me in my business life that I have no idea how they got where they got, but they got there. They were good at sucking up and, you know, playing politics. But I guess that kind of boils it down. You know, I just feel you got to have trust and they have to be communicate like human beings. You know, they're not infallible and they can make mistakes. So admit to it, try to learn and go forward. Best I can do.
Well said, Otto.
Otto, that was tremendous, and I appreciate it. But I want to make one thing perfectly clear, and I'm not trying to get political. Otto was talking about some of the more senior levels in government.
Yes.
I want to take this opportunity to acknowledge Judy, who is our supervisor, who got on this immediately, not only with the town, but with Project Independence. And I'm in constant contact with Judy. But she's in contact with everybody all the senior department heads all the way down, trying to maintain the safest possible environment for the people of the town of North Hempstead.
I would like to add to that, because I would also like to make clear that you're right, and exactly what I'm saying is the upper levels are where I see the problems, right? The local levels, like Judy and all the people connected with Judy, and frankly, I go up to the governor now, who I think has been showing good leadership. Related to World War II, local government wasn't quite as key then. That was more of a national proposition, and so is this. But luckily, local government is doing a great job and offsetting some of the difficulties that we're running into.
Pain. Some of the pain. That's what it is. Christina?
No, I mean, listen, you guys are saying everything, how I feel. And, you know, especially, I mean, Supervisor Bosworth really got on this before, you know, was a front runner in kind of getting it, keeping us all healthy and safe so we're able to help seniors. I mean, the communication piece has been absolutely wonderful. And it's just, you know, every week I always talk about the wonderful things that go on in North Hempstead, you know, but especially in a time like this, to really just see everyone pull together and find different ways to help. I mean, you know, obviously Project Independence, I had mentioned our social work and nurses, and our transportation program from the beginning had become, you know, we were trying to alter it to kind of fit things, you know, when before it was trying to get to the supermarket, it got expanded to 7 days a week. And then the times we added the earlier times so seniors can get to the earlier times. Obviously that's still in effect, even though we're really telling people not to go out now. We're putting in, we're trying to give them different referrals. But also if you have someone in your family member, you know, that doesn't have transportation but needs to food shop with you, they could also use this program now. So, I mean, this is really a testament to Supervisor Bosworth, because we were all working together trying to figure out ways to tweak this program to really get in touch with the taxi cabs and anything we asked her, you know, she approved and made happen immediately. You know, things are happening so fast. I mean, constantly, it's like, it's amazing, frankly. It's like, you know, because you always hear government and it's like the slow, like, you know, turtle. But here it's just things are happening, are getting put into place. And I'm really proud to work for North Hempstead and, you know, listen, and to be a New Yorker, frankly, because as we had said about Cuomo, I laugh because an Otto will also appreciate this, because me and Otto both love a good, like, bulleted list. And I feel like Cuomo, you know, I would love for him to, like, run meetings that I'm in half the time, because it's really just, like, straight to the point. You know, the facts, and they're highlighted and clear to understand. So it's really a great thing to be a New Yorker, and we're going to get through it. We don't know how long it'll take, but I feel like it's things like this that make you have a little sigh of relief, and that's all we can do. So help each other.
You know, when you think back of the origin of Project Independence, I wasn't around for it, but today, it is the very few states, cities, or townships have anything like it whatsoever. And what this has really done for the senior population of the town is extraordinary. The information that's being disseminated, the caring, the love, the respect, et cetera, et cetera. I can't come up with enough adjectives, but at a time like this, we are just so lucky to have Project Independence. And it has, again, it has nothing to do with me. I'm just acknowledging something that happened way before I got here.
I happen to have the good fortune of being at the first meeting that was held outside of the people who started the whole thing, which basically were Madge Kaplan and Evelyn Roth. And it started out on a very small level. You know, they had a project, a pilot program in New Hyde Park, which was called the NORC at that time, Naturally Occurring Retirement Community, and it was on a very small scale. And to me, one of the most satisfying things I've been involved with in my life is this program, because it started small, and now it's like a well-respected, major program, and the people who live in North Hempstead are very, very fortunate, whether they know it or not, that it's there. It's like a great safety valve for getting information, support, a lot of other things that people would have a hell of a time getting if they didn't have this program. You know, it would really be, it's just a huge program that I hope everybody really appreciates.
No, you're right. And that's, you know, that's, I was actually having that conversation with Paula the other day, because I said to her, you know, what's a good thing, you know, because I'm trying to find positives just all the time, because I feel like I'll lose my mind if I don't really hang on to something, you know, positive. But we were saying, I feel like even more so than ever, Project Independence has really been recognized as a real lifeline, you know, for North Hempstead seniors across the board. And I just, you know, I have like two laptops going right now because I just want to report on some updated stuff that came out. So the New York pause is now extended till May 12th, which means we will be, you know, kind of keeping how we're doing things up until that point. But just as far, I want to touch upon the taxi ride program. So if you need prescriptions or the supermarket, whatever, you know, like those two, and obviously it's a supermarket center, you know, so you call 311 or 869-6311. And the food shopping has always been free across the board. But usually in the past, the medical transportation program has been discounted. But now it's up until June 1st now, it's completely free. All taxi rides are free, and that's including tips. So we were trying to avoid, you know, having to exchange any kind of money with the cab driver. So the town, and this is another real testament to Supervisor Bosworth and the town board, has agreed until June 1st, all taxi rides are going to be completely free, and that's including tips. So there is nothing you have to do as far as money exchange goes. That's going to be, and it's still the extended hours of 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., 7 days a week, and riders are picked up individually. Like I said, it's really just amazing how this program, you know, as we got more information and more tips, you know, from the governor or the CDC, we've kind of been in real time changing that. So that's a taxi program. Also, the nurses and social workers, we just want to remind people, are doing mental health referrals, food referrals, as well as kosher meals. They've been figuring out ways to get to people, you know, caregiver, bereavement counseling, and just the nurses too have really been coordinating with the doctors on how to get prescriptions. So it's just great. It's really an amazing thing. And now until May 12th, all PI programs and exercises are obviously, you know, canceled up until May 12th at this point. It's constant.
Actually, Christina, we're going to go into a break, but I want to come back about bereavement and food programs, etc. But right now, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.